I'd like to call to order a special meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Time is 1:30. PM. So at this time, I will turn roll call.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
All right, we all are present. Along with us is Paul Benson, Paul Wise, and Donna. Donna, go ahead and start us off here.
Okay. Basically, I need a couple resolutions to retroactively close up the CARES Act fund. I'm hoping that we can close up the CARES Act fund for 2020. We had several distributions in 2020, with the two final being the redistribution amounts, which totaled $106,342.25, and then the amount of interest earned from September through the end of December totaled $1,818.37. So giving us a total of $1,162,250.95 in CARES Act money. My first resolution is to amend the appropriations from the previous amount to, which was the $1,054,090.33, to the new amount that I just I just told you guys, the 1.62.
All right, I'll go ahead and move to approve the 2020 permanent appropriation amendment for the CARES Act fund from $1,054,090.33 to $1,162,250.95. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion?
Roll call. Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, next.
Okay, so I have the final resolution I need today is for a supplemental appropriation. Basically, if you look at the appropriation report behind your resolutions, you'll see that the majority of the CARES Act money falls within the salary line items. The first salary line item is for police, and the second one is for fire. We have $458.58 that is outstanding that will be expended into 2021, and most of that lies within the construction for administration and the turnout gear for fire. So that's pretty much a quick look at where, you know, where we expended all of the CARES Act money. So with that being said, I'm going to ask that you guys move $42,941.43 from the operating emergency supplies line item and $11,583 from improvement of sites. And those will were split down the middle, going to fire and going to police salary line items.
I will move to retroactively approve the following supplemental appropriations from account number 2272-220-420-0014 in the amount of $42,941.43. And then from account number 2272-760-730-000 in the amount of $11,583 to account number 2272-210-100-000, the amount of $27,262.21, and account number 2272-220-100-000, in the amount of $27,262.22. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. So, Donna, just to clarify, so this money is basically reimbursement back to the township from the CARES? I mean, we had already made those expenditures?
Yes.
Or some of them.
Yes. Initially, you had the $1,054,000 that we initially received.
Right.
We got the additional redistribution. Then I accounted for the interest, which I didn't get that total until the end of December.
Okay.
So what we did was we took what was left over, what was not encumbered, turnout gear, administration office updates.
Okay.
I took those monies and I divided it right down the middle, put the additional monies into police and fire salary line items, Then I went back and I took all of the payrolls. I started from March 1st, from when the CARES Act started, and police made, I reallocated all the way through July of their salaries. Fire didn't make it quite as far because they have a little bit higher payroll liability. I believe I got through the second payroll in June. So when I do close the books for 2020 and you see the rollovers for police and fire, it's going to be in excess to a normal rollover of the $483,000.
Okay.
So that's how, that was how we because the salaries were, the biggest bulk of it is allowable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I my biggest fear, well, not my biggest fear, but I'm guessing with everything happening with the extension of the CARES Act into the end of 2021, there's a possibility that we'll probably get even more redistributions, and we'll have to take a look at the fund for 2021, but I'm not going to, the fiscal office is not going to recommend appropriations or revenue at this point. We'll just wait and see whatever comes in, and then we'll make amendments throughout the year as needed.
Okay, but we are keeping track of what, of any expenses that we're incurring.
Oh, yes.
Which goes without saying.
Yes, I have deadlines with the grant, with OBM, with the grant, because we've received over $1 million in federal grant. We will have a single audit this year, so we have audit expenses again. We don't get that break. So we'll have that to deal with here in a couple months. They'll be back in. So it's definitely all accounted for. And if you need to see, if you guys want to see more, I can send you the actual, the ledgers, and you can see all the ins and outs where everything went. I can forward that to you if you'd like.
So in essence, I mean, to really boil it down, this is money that the township spent that the federal government through the CARES Act is reimbursing the township for anything related to the COVID expenditures. Okay, very good.
And it's use it or lose it, correct?
Yes. So, and fortunately, I don't know how you want to look at it, because of our high payroll, we were able to utilize those monies. I mean, it was a nice reallocation for both of those funds.
And the use it or lose it piece, that was initially through December 31st of 2020, and if I understand correctly, it's been extended to December 31st of 2021.
I believe it was even before that. It was the end of November that you had to send it back.
December and then end of 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's basically a one-year extension.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm anticipating that we may even get additional redistribution amounts throughout the 2021.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a motion and seconded. Roll call.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes. Motion carries. I think I failed to mention that you are Donna Batten. So
yeah,
I think
okay.
I just mentioned Donna. So I apologize for that, Donna. I just kind of jumped right into it. Any other business come before the board? This is a one-issue meeting. So, okay, hearing none, I'll move to adjourn the meeting at 1:38 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes. Motion carries. We stand adjourned at 1:38 p.m., January 14th.